Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk more about the Tawas Point Migration Days and that Saturday specifically, he's the event planning chairman, Jim Mortimer. How are you today, Jim?
Well, I feel great. Thanks Good. For the chance to talk.
Oh, glad to have you on. Now, a member of the Osceola Valley Audubon?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, been in that group for a number of years. Great right. people.
They are, no doubt about it. And they put on some great events like this one. It's the 13th spring birding event there at Tawas Point. But we're going to talk about the activities taking place on Saturday. Saturday really is a big day. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we do. Well, the birding activities outside start the day. And that'll include field trips to different places and guided walks at the point. We're trying to cover the county, all over Iosco County, with birding opportunities. So that will continue in the morning. Early birders, you know.
Yeah.
And then at 10 o'clock, the doors will open on the Knights of Columbus Hall in East Tawas, where we'll have our educational program. And leading off on that will be a topic called Wonder of Raptors. There's a woman who rescues raptors, hawks and eagles and vultures and others that get injured and brings them back to health, but they cannot go to the wild. So she brings them, and people of all ages learn a lot by seeing these live birds and hearing her stories. We'll do that twice, once at 11 o'clock and then again at 12:30. So okay. There'll be two chances for people to see that at the Knights of Columbus. Then in the afternoon, we'll look at how native plants work with birds and how to make gardens that attract birds. And there's a Sunrise Side Gardeners group that is having a plant sale at the point, and they'll be teaching people about native plants and birds at the Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
Then more on birds. 3 o'clock, we'll have a session on peregrine falcons. And a person from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources will give that talk and take questions. And then to cap things off, people will be able to listen to bird calls with an expert on identifying birds by their sounds, Sam Burkhart, which I think will be fun for people of all ages.
Sure.
And when I go out with these birders that are experts, they're not only looking, they're listening for the birds.
Right.
And you can hear the birds, and then when you see where the sound came from, you have a better chance of spotting the bird. So it's part of birding technique.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We want this program to be good for all ages. So all during the time at Knights of Columbus, we're going to have a kids program going on where kids of all ages can come to a separate part of the hall, and there'll be what we're calling hands-on science, where they may be youngsters that will enjoy coloring pictures of birds. They may be interested in taxidermy, birds that have been preserved. And since the oriole is our theme bird for the event, there's an exhibit that will be the path that orioles take to migrate up here and south, and an oriole nest. So it's going to be a hands-on experience for kids. They can stay as long as they want. There'll be Audubon members there to help them with the different stations that'll be there in the kids area. So we want it to be a program that works for all ages.
Boy, no doubt about it. So come on out. That'll be at the Knights of Columbus all Saturday, May 19th, as part of the Tawas Point Migration Days. And the event chairman, Jim Mortimer. Jim, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll look forward to seeing you out at the event. I'll be out broadcasting live on Saturday from 9 till noon.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity for people to hear about this.